Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's talk about Bidenomics this hour. And legislation, does it matter too? Is it only culture? Illegal immigration. We'll finish up these McCarthy emails. Maybe even get to some Portageon stories, although that may have to wait an hour from you. Not me. That's not my fault this time. All that and more still to come. Oh, and Diversity Hire spoke today.
We'll continue to take actions to support Ukraine in their fight for freedom against tyranny.
We are fighting against tyranny here. Let's get back to this, though. Jesse, is it not ignorant for the Democrats to kick McCarthy out? They should know he was outed by Republicans because he wasn't extreme enough for them, so they will try to vote in someone further right. Or is this a one-time thing for them to do just because they want to make true history and show how incohesive the right is? Okay. Here's the thing. There are multiple things at play here. Even with the Republicans who voted to bounce McCarthy, they all have different reasoning, and this is just the reasoning we can see. If you take somebody like Eli Crane out of Arizona, or a Matt Rosendale out of Montana. These are our people, true believers who believe this country is in a dire situation and we can't have any more of the status quo. Okay, so those are the guys, Eli Crane, Rosendale, those types. Okay, they have different reasoning than someone like Gates. Matt Gaetz and Byron Donalds are already competing with each other in the Republican primary to be the next governor of Florida. That's what all this is about. That's why why do you think Byron Donalds has been such an outspoken advocate for Trump? He even ran to the news and lied about accused Ron DeSantis of racism or something like that. That was ridiculous and not really his style. Donalds isn't usually that way. So everyone was kind of wondering, hey, what's this clown doing? He's making an idiot of himself. He's running for governor. He wants the Donald Trump endorsement. He was going as hard for Trump as he could. Gaetz wants to be governor. He wants to make a name for himself. Their motivations are different than the others. And then there's still Nancy Mace. Nancy Mace, people looked at that list of people who bounced Kevin McCarthy, and they saw her name on there, and they thought, well, wait a minute, what's this squishy rhino doing on here? Well, she had her own reasons, petty reasons. Reasons are different. It's not simple, all right? It's complicated. Now, as far as the Dems go, what's going to happen from here? Are we going to get somebody further to the right? Well, there's going to be an interesting situation now, and this is going to take place a week from now, and it will be fascinating to watch. Here's the situation. Republican leadership, those are the people who are going to have a chance at being speaker. So you've already heard the names today. Steve Scalise, he's longtime Republican leadership. Jim Jordan, many others. They're going to run, or at least put their name in the hat to try to be speaker. It's all going to be Republican leadership types, right? Republican leadership types. Now, Republican leadership types, they enjoy being in leadership. Plenty of perks that come with being in leadership. What they don't like, what they have never tolerated in the past, is some young upstart challenging their power and taking them out. That's not something that has been done. Look, you heard McCarthy reference it earlier when he was talking about Nancy Pelosi, when he was talking about his conversation with Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this conversation he has with her about protecting the institution, and this is, I was the first one to agree to allow one person to take me out.
That's interesting. In today's world, if you're sitting in Congress and you took a gamble to make sure government was still open, and eight people can throw you out as speaker, and the Democrats who said they wanted to keep government open, I think you've got a real divide. I think you've got a real institutional problem. It was in this room, after we had won the majority, I had become speakerless, and Nancy Pelosi came to me. She was speaker at the time on the way out. And I told her I was having issues with getting enough votes. And she said, what's the problem? I said, they want this one person can rule you out. She was the only speaker to have changed that rule. I had the power to call the vote on her, but I never would. I lost.
It doesn't matter for the one person can vote you out. Okay. Kevin McCarthy, remember he was given a list of demands from those 20 people on the right before they would allow him to become speaker. You remember that, right? He kept missing the votes and missing the votes and missing the votes, and he had to sign on for this agreement before they would vote for him. And he signed on to it. In fact, violation of that agreement is why he's no longer speaker. But as part of that agreement, it was, hey, one person can bring up this vote and vote out the speaker. Well, someone just did it. The Speaker of the House of Representatives just lost his job because one person brought the vote to the floor. In a week from now, GOP leadership, whether you like them or not, GOP leadership is going to have to try to be speaker again. And it's going to create a very interesting situation. And don't freak out about this situation. But you know what? Pause on this before I get to the interesting situation. There's been way too much over-the-top melodrama about all this. It's the Speaker of the House. Normal people don't even really give a crap that much. I see all these people on the right freaking out. It's going to cost us the election. It's going to cost us. It's going to cost us. Oh, my gosh. It's a disaster. Oh, shut up. It's Kevin McCarthy. He lost his job for a week. Okay, who cares? Anyway, it's going to create a very interesting situation for whoever wants to be the next speaker. Because whoever wants to be the next speaker, you would think he's going to be in the same situation McCarthy was in. He's going to want those, he's going to need, frankly, our majority is so small, he's going to need those hard right votes, those Freedom Caucus votes. Those Freedom Caucus members are going to hand the next wannabe speaker the same list of demands they handed Kevin McCarthy in order to be speaker. But the next wannabe speaker is going to have just watched the last speaker be removed from office because of that list of rules. And the next wannabe speaker is not going to want to agree to that list of rules. How that's going to work out, I don't know. I do know this. It's going to be wildly entertaining, and it's nothing you should stress about. Speaker of the House, who gives a crap? Care about the cost of eggs. Now, to what this guy just said, is it not ignorant for Dems to kick him out? Essentially, he was saying he's the best they're going to get. That's essentially what the guy was saying. Well, this is the difference in mentality, though, between the Democrats and the Republicans. The difference in mentality is this. Republicans, and this includes, when I say Republicans, I'm actually not just calling out the GOP elected representatives in the House and Senate. What I'm about to say is going to actually describe most of radio, TV, writer, most of the pundits you see, follow, listen to out there. Most of them, I would put them in this category, at least somewhere in this category. The difference between Democrats and Republicans is this. Republicans always have the Republican Party on their mind and trying to help out the Republican Party. I want to do the Republican, not the country, never the country, these people. It's always the Republican Party. Is this best for the GOP? What if this makes the GOP look bad? What if this loses the GOP in election? What about the GOP? The GOP, guys, the GOP. But Democrats don't think that way. They used to. This Democrat Party doesn't think that way. These are communists now. Republicans care about Republicans. Democrats care about burning down America. Democrats don't meet you halfway because something is good enough. Hey, guys, let's just accept McCarthy. He's good enough. He's okay, guys. That's GOP mentality. That's GOP thinking. How many times have you heard or thought or even said yourself, hey, we have to accept this because it's the best we're going to get. Hey, we have to accept this guy because he's the best we're going to get. We have to accept do this because it's the best. It's just, guys, it's the best we're going to get. When's the last time you heard a Democrat say, look, we have to do this. It's the best we can get. Name me the time. Name me a time. You can't. Because they don't talk that way. Because they don't think that way. They're interested in victory. Victory for them is the destruction of everything. Absolutely everything. It's not wins for Democrats. Yes, that's nice and they want those. But victory for them doesn't look like a D logo. It doesn't look like the Democrat Party logo. Victory for them is a country burned down to ash. That's their victory. And anything less than that, they find totally unacceptable. The GOP, on the other hand, would accept horrors beyond imagination if it actually resulted in wins for the GOP. That's the difference between how Republicans think and Democrats think. Republicans are worried about Republicans. Democrats are worried about destruction. That's why they have won the culture wars and we have lost. They're the only ones actually trying to fight them. We'll fight them right up to the point where, what if we cost us an election, guys? That's the difference. Let me tell you about something real quickly. Before we'll do one more of these, and we have a bunch of other stuff I want to get to, Bidenomics and legislation and things like that. Personal protection is obviously on everyone's mind now. All these stabbings and shootings and things. And you see when these things are taking place, don't you? These things are taking place when people are casually out. They're at the gas station. They're out on a date. They're at the grocery store. Do you carry your hero gun on you everywhere? Or your hero arrow? Do you have one in your car? By your bed? Do you keep one on your person? Does your mother? Does your daughter? Does your son? You know, sons die in these violent attacks too with knives stuck in their chest. Hero is a non-lethal gun. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. All it requires is you going to hero2020.com and putting in the promo code Jesse to save yourself some money. Get yourself and the person you love the most a hero gun or a hero arrow so it will stop a bad man. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day. I should get to a couple of these things. This how this went today.
Is the 12th known incident of this dog biting a White House staffer. A lot of times when that happens, there's a lawsuit. Isn't the president worried about getting sued?
I would refer you to the Secret Service.
You know, the president's dog has bit people 12 times that we know of. I'm not going to spend much time on the friggin' president's dog. It's not a big deal. But if a dog is biting people that often, there's a problem at home and it ain't the dog. That dog, and this is, This is part of the problem with our politics. Well, with politics in general, it's not American politics. It's politics in general. When politicians try to be something they're not because they feel like they have to be. Why does Joe Biden have a dog? You know why he has a dog? Because the American people want the president to have a dog. I don't know why. It makes him look normal. He's just a normal guy petting Muffy like I am. But Joe Biden's not a normal guy. He's a dementia-ridden old communist. He's an angry, vicious human being who has no business owning a dog. He has no business being within 500 feet of an elementary school, let alone owning a dog. Yet he does, because the American people want him to seem normal. You think this guy's training his dog?
You can sign up for the SAVE plan at studentaid.gov/save.
How much time do you think he's spending with the dog? None. They brought in an adoption dog because even the dog has to be some kind of political symbol. Not that I have anything against adopting dogs, but of course they had to do that. There's been no training. The dog is surrounded by strange people at all times. Dogs are protective pack animals anyway. Always think of a wolf when you think of your dog. That's how dogs think. So you have these Secret Service agents around the president. You have all kinds of, the dog doesn't know what's going on, but tells you how these people think, man. Telling you what. Biden was asked about the McCarthy thing.
Does the disarray on Capitol Hill after your conversation with allies yesterday worry you that you won't be able to deliver the aid that the U.S. has promised to Ukraine?
It does worry me, but I know there are a majority of members of the House and Senate in both parties who have said that they support funding Ukraine.
It does worry him because of Ukraine. He's worried about McCarthy's removal because of Ukraine. John Kirby came out today and said,
we're going to focus on the fact that supporting Ukraine is the right thing to do, not just for Ukraine, but for the American people, for our national security interests, and for those.
You know what? An interesting little tidbit I came across today. Here's a little breaking story you haven't heard from anyone else.
It's Journalist Jesse.
I shouldn't call myself a journalist because it's actually not my story. I just came across it today. Did you know that Vladimir Volodymyr Zelensky, when he was in D.C., demanding your tax money? Did you know that his wife was in New York City spending $1.1 million on Cartier jewelry? Did you know that? It was interesting. They appear to be doing pretty well. Dear midlife fellow balding man, I'm sure you're going to explain this. But just in case, why did all the Dems vote for this? He sided with it. Oh, I already explained all that. All right, let's move on. Let's get on to some other things. Some emails first, because I'm behind and there's a backlog. And I need more. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I know you ran for office. I live in northeast Indiana. We have congressional seat coming up because Jim Banks is running for the Senate. With that being said, do you have any tips for the underdog candidate that doesn't have the money the front runners have? I know you have said to challenge the Democrat like you've already won the primary, but if you have a few other tips to make waves, please let me know. We all know the candidates that don't have the money are normally the ones you want in office. I said, thanks. I love your show. I'll tell you this. One, I don't know that I'm the one to ask advice to about running for office, because keep in mind, yes, I ran for Congress twice, but I also lost twice. Now, the first time I did only lose by 4,000 votes to the Democrat. It took them a week to recount it. So I was right there, man. Praise God. I didn't get to Congress. Thank you, Lord. But almost won that one, then lost, got blown out the second time. Okay, so I've lost twice. I don't know that I'm the one to ask. I can tell you how to win a GOP primary, though. I've done that twice. But have you ever heard this saying before? Don't ever get in a fight with a guy who doesn't even care about winning. He just loves to fight. You ever heard some version of that? There are a million different versions of that. But don't ever get in a fight with a guy who doesn't care about winning. He just loves to fight. I had a friend like this. I have many friends like this, but one really particularly stands out to me. He's crazy. I don't talk to him anymore. I haven't talked to him in 20 years, probably in prison. But we were friends back in high school, back in the day. And he didn't have the best home life, to put it mildly. He just loved to fight. And he would oftentimes challenge somebody who was significantly bigger than he was, and oftentimes he would get his face beat in, but would still kind of come out on top. Not every time. I've seen him get beat up, but I've seen him beat up many people. And eventually it just became known. Montana's a small place, not just in our town, around the state. There were only about 800,000 people when I was there. It just became known, hey, you avoid, I almost said his name, you avoid this guy. Why? He's not even really interested in winning. He just wants to fight. That's all he wants to do. He loves it. He loves to hit people in the face. He loves to be hit in the face. I don't know why. Now, what's this have to do with running for Congress? I'll explain in a minute. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research. And it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
I'm Buzz Knight, and I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast, Music History on Foot. Ian Hunter.
Hello, Ian. It's Ringo. How'd you fancy going on the tour? You get the chills when a Beatles on your answering machine.
The podcast is an audio diary of insightful conversations with musicians and the inside stories behind their music. Kenny Aronoff.
I wake up every morning and I feel grateful, but I know it didn't come from luck. If you get a lucky break, well, you better be prepared. You better be ready. If you've done your homework and you're continuing to do your homework, you'll turn that lucky break into something great.
The message of the podcast is simple. Honest conversation with musicians about the music they create. Carney Wilson.
You know, I mean, Elton John picked me up and put me back in my crib when I was a toddler. It's like, that's the thing that's so cool is I've got these stories because of my life.
Listen to the Taking a Walk podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoyt, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you,
you miss even a brief millisecond of the show, you can download the whole thing. They podcast it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, the iHeart Radio app's free. It's just like this great world out there of freebies, courtesy of me, the Shogun. Now,
guy was asked about running for office. I brought this up because I thought this might help everybody. What do I have for tips? What do I have for tips? And I was talking about fighting. You ever known somebody who just loves to fight? I'm not saying I approached this the right way or still approach it because I kind of still approach everything this way. Obviously, victory is the goal, right? Victory is the goal. But back then, when I was running for office, and frankly now, I was so angry at what these people were doing to the nation I love that I didn't run because I thought I was going to win. And it wasn't that I thought I was going to lose either. I didn't care. I wanted to fight them. That's what I wanted. I know that makes me sound like a bad person. I can't help who I am. I wanted to hurt them. I want to fight them and I want to hurt them. I want to make their lives miserable. If there's some miserable piece of crap politician destroying my country, my community, my school, my city, my state, my country, I want them to feel fear and pain about losing their seat, losing their position of power, of influence. I want them to fear me. I want them to fear you. I want bad people to be afraid of me. And that's why I ran. And that's how I ran. And I brought that up because I thought that would help. I thought maybe it would help your mentality if you're thinking about running for a school board or Congress or state house or anything else. You just go out there and you fight like a rabid dog and you might eventually find yourself with success because of that. You know, that's the reason I won the primary both times, right? There's a great story. I'll tell you a great story. This is one of my favorite stories. Mainly because it's about me. And you shouldn't really tell stories about yourself, but this is one of my ones that I got secondhand. I was always proud of this story. So remember they put the establishment type, the low T GOP type, the establishment type, we'll call him. They threw him in the primary against me as soon as the general election race looked like it was going to be winnable. But he gets in the race against me. Well, again, I don't care. Again, win, lose, I don't care. Get him in the race. I'm not going anywhere. Screw him too. I'll come after him too. That was my mentality. I was hot-tempered and young. And we had a couple debates. And this video, I'm sure, is still online. I'm sure you can go look this up. I bet you money someone is looking it up as we speak. GOP primary debates. At one point, I know they were online. Anyway, they were online. And they would always take these votes at the end of the debates. They would survey the crowd who won. And I just crushed everybody every time in the debates. That's not because I'm good or smart. It's because I love the fight. I love them. Debate night was awesome. Forget this. Let's get up and let's get it on. Let's talk about the ideas and let's roll, baby. And eventually, his campaign, this got back to my campaign. His campaign told him, you have got to stop debating Jesse because you keep getting in there and all he wants to do is fight and you want to talk normally and he just wants to fight and that's why you're losing. Fight them. Whether you're a housewife running for school board, whether you're running for Congress in a primary, fight these people. These are the worst people on the planet we are up against and the stakes are everything. Fight them as if that's the case. Listen to this. This is going to sound unrelated, and it is, obviously, but this is Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. Listen to this as people are dying in Philadelphia. This is how these people talk.
The DA calls it individual justice and says everyone involved in the looting will be looked at on a case-by-case basis.
We'll look carefully to see whether this is a one-off situation and they're fundamentally law-abiding people, hold them accountable one way, or whether they are criminals and they're all about taking advantage.
Hey, look, hey, we'll see how it works. I mean, is it a one-off? I don't know.
This is a guy who's intentionally murdering the citizens in his own community. That's what he's doing. Larry Krasner, every single night when he lays down, he understands that day he turned violent criminals loose so they will go kill and steal. He's doing this on purpose. Remember, that's part of a communist revolution, is to create instability in a society. That he's doing it on purpose. That's the level of evil we are facing here. Remember that mother we played earlier for you? I'm not going to play it again. The Louisiana mother talking about mutilating her own daughter. That's the level of evil we face. So if you're running for office, fight like that. And you want one more tidbit? Here's one more tidbit. And I tell the same advice to my kids when they're trying to make friends. But this advice has carried me far. I don't know, again, that it's correct, but this advice has carried me far. Own who you are and own who you're not. When you're running for office, it's very, very tempting to try to be everything you see a normal politician as being. If you're a woman and you're running for office, you try to dress, talk, and act like the other women you see in office. If you're a dude running for office, you got to put extra gel in your hair and get your teeth whitened and do a suit thing. And you have to shake hands and kiss babies and just own who you are. If that's how you dress and that's how you act and that's how you talk, that's fine. Dress, talk, and act that way. If you work construction and you wear jeans and you're a lunch pail guy, man, wear jeans. If you don't speak well, hey, do I speak well? I don't speak well. I'm not educated. I got bad grades in high school, flunked out of college. Marine Corps infantry didn't exactly bone up the old language. Community college? How many words do I not even know how to say? How screwed up is my sentence structure? I don't speak well, but you know what else I don't do? I don't act like I do. I don't avoid that either. I'm an uneducated white trash human being. I know that's what I am. I know that's who I am. You accept me because I own that and I'm honest with you about that. If you're running for office, just be frank with people. Even if you think they're going to get mad at you about something. Even if you're here's one. We had a cattleman's thing we used to go to all the time in Arizona when we were running for office. It was a bunch of ranchers, a bunch of cattle ranchers. And obviously, these are all people I got along well with, grew up in Montana on, you know, hunting, fishing, horses, all that stuff. Shoot, my dad's got a ranch, right? So these are my people. But let's say those were not your people. What if you're a vegan woman? And these people, you need their votes. They're Republican voters. These people, you're going to go speak to them. Don't get up there as a vegan woman and talk about how delicious the steak was you had last night. You know why? Because they will see right through it. They will see it coming a mile away. You're better off getting up there and owning it. Hey, it's me. I admit it. I don't eat meat and I don't like it when people kill animals. How much do you hate me now? They'll probably all laugh with you and they will appreciate that level of honesty. The level of honesty you can't get anywhere else in politics. People are hungry for it. Own it. Own who you are, warts and all, and fight these people. Fight them like everything matters because it does. Speaking of everything being at stake here, let us have a little talk about Joe Biden's run for the presidency and the old branding of Bidenomics. Before we get to that, let's talk about this real quick. We have to make sure we're always being the hands and feet, right? The hands and feet. It is your job. It's my job to go out there and make things happen. Not just sit around talking about it, hoping for it, praying for it. Now, we want to do those things, but hands and feet. I love preborn, not just because of the clinics they set up where they give women free ultrasounds. I love that they set up these clinics in the highest abortion areas in the country. This is not an organization that's just trying to be a fancy billboard. They're interested in doing the work and being the hands and feet and saving the lives of those little babies. And those free ultrasounds, which you buy, your $28 is what buys it. They're saving lives every single day. You and Preborn have already partnered to save, oh my gosh, thousands and tens of thousands of lives. They walk this earth because of you. Go give $28 and save another one tonight, if you will. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you do that. preborn.com/Jesse. That young mother about to abort her baby. She needs you. And more importantly, the baby does. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget to email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's been way too long.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Some Democrats fear Bidenomics branding is backfiring. Well, maybe, commies, maybe it would help you to go to iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes and download the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, because who was warning about this when they started doing it? Remember when I said how dumbfounding it was of a strategy? The economy's bad. It's bad for normal people. It's not bad for rich people. Economies don't really get bad for rich people. It's bad for normal people. Telling normal people they're not going through economic hardship when they are going through economic hardship, it's insane. And yet that is what the Biden administration and really all their apparatchiks on the left, that's what they have begun doing. They've been doing it for months. Look how great everything is. Inflation's down. Look at that. Everything's great. Bidenomics, baby. So it was bizarre, if you don't understand why. It was bizarre to watch them just try to message that out there that everything was fine and just assume that would land. Well, there are two reasons why that didn't land. All right. Two reasons. One. First reason is wealth. That's reason number one. The wealth and bubble of the people who say this stuff. Oh, it's fine. You've heard, how many times have I played that Janet Yellen clip? Oh, it's fine. I don't know where the disconnect is. The economy's fine. Biden's talked about it a million times. The economy's fine. Well, yeah. If you're rich, the economy's fine. And I don't say that complaining about rich people. You know, I don't do that. I don't complain about rich people or poor people or anyone else. I go make whatever you make. That's fine. But if your income level is at a point where you have not seen a reduction in your standard of living. You've seen an increase in prices. Everyone's seen that. No one's immune from that. But if you haven't seen a decrease in your standard of living, well, you don't see a bad economy. If you're okay, let's say you make $1 million a year. It's obviously a lot of money. And inflation hits, 20% inflation. Do you notice it? Yeah, when you're buying a new car, maybe. You're not staring at the gas pump. How many times in your life have you stared at the gas pump as the number has gone up? Have you ever, I guess I should ask, how many times in your life have you had to stop that gas pump because it was getting to more money than you had? I've had to do that more times than I can count in my lifetime. You didn't go fill it up. Well, I got $5. That's what I'm putting in. We'll plunge it until five. If you're not in a financial position where you have to do that, it doesn't hit you how bad things are. So the wealth level is what's separating it. If you don't have to stress about the price of eggs, you think things are fine. But there's a second part of this. There's a second reason the Biden administration and so many of these political pundits on the left, on the TV, in print and others, there's a reason they're getting frustrated. Because I actually saw this yesterday from a guy, what was his name? Chris Hayes on MSNBC. I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it right in front of me. But he said something to the effect of, I don't understand why people are still complaining about inflation when inflation is going down. Well, inflation's 20% higher than it was 3 years ago. Normal people have seen a 20% reduction in their standard of living. And yet the complaints for this guy, they're baffling. Why are these people complaining? But like I said, this goes back to COVID. You know why this goes back to COVID?
COVID was the first time the system tried to really flex all of its muscles and see exactly what it could do. It had been training in tyranny, or tyranny, I guess.
We'll continue to take actions to support Ukraine in their fight for freedom against tyranny.
You see, the system had been working on tyranny for a long time, but they'd never had every institution. And once they got every institution, they didn't really have a good opportunity to do tyranny the way they wanted to do tyranny. All of a sudden, COVID comes along and boom, you have your tyranny opportunity. So what do? Just told outright lies to people and wanted to see if people believed them. Hey, guys, here's what we'll do. Let's tell them all to wear a cloth mask and wear it around all day. And we'll tell them, get this. We'll tell them it protects them from a microscopic virus. Let's see if they do it. And the whole country did it. Hey, guys, let's quote vaccine. We did a rush job on it and acted like it was a good thing in Operation Warp Speed. I know. Isn't that crazy? We actually told them we tested it less and yet told them it was totally safe. Let's see if they take it just because we told them to. And they did. People lined up in droves. Well, now the system, what happened in COVID was it convinced the system that if they just repeat ridiculous lies over and over again, eventually that lie, it's the sky is green theory, really. Eventually that lie is going to get through enough that they'll be fine. What happened was we gave these people a false sense of confidence during COVID that they could just lie with reckless abandon and it would always kind of turn out to be true. That's why you see an administration that'll look you right in the face while you're sitting there crying at the gas pump and they'll tell you, hey man, how great are things right now? That's Bidenomics, baby. Working out great, isn't it? You're welcome. Arrogant, lost, bubble thinking, but conditioned with all that COVID stuff. All right. Gosh, we still have an hour. That's not enough time. We have to get to this legislation. Does that matter? Does that lead somewhere? FBI's going after Trump followers even worse than before. Illegal immigrants, how to handle them, and so much more is still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Also, heroes. I love Tunnel to Towers because heroes, when they pass in the line of duty, whether it's Gold Star Warriors overseas, first responders here, whatever the case may be, when heroes pass on, they leave behind families. Families who are lost, hurting, and families who need a community to come along and help them. They don't just magically get help. They need help. Tunnel to Towers is that lifeline. They are that help. They built an entire community for fallen first responder families and Gold Star families and catastrophically injured veterans. An entire community was built for these people in Florida. How incredible is that? Talk about giving families a new lease on life. They're paying off mortgages for these families. They're building smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans. When you give $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, my goodness, are you doing good. $11 a month. T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter, it's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.